weeknights from Monday on BBC Radio 3 at 10:45.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high definition sound. It's 11 o'clock just gone, and time now for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
Diablos del Ritmo, Devils of Rhythm. That's what the album is called, and that was Julián y su Combo, just one of the musical gems from Colombia's heyday in the 60s through to the 80s, featured on Analog Africa's latest compilation, The Colombian Melting Pot 1960 to 1985. The city was Barranquilla, and for whatever reason, it was awash with the sounds and flavours of Africa. Julián and his band bringing us Enyere Kumbara, a bit of Latino Afrobeat. I'm Lopa Qatari and welcome to World on 3. The band on the programme tonight are also Devils of Rhythm. They are Owale, a London-based Afrobeat group who've added the groove of the East to their sound. And I've got more Devils in the mix with witty social commentary from Bermuda and lots more. But let's continue with another blend of Africa with the Americas, this time Puerto Rico, where the African drum beats of La Bomba mix with the dance music of Plena. This is a group called Hijos de Aguebana. and Morenita from their album Agua del Sol out on Tumi Records.
En el centro de mi barrio hay una morenita. En el centro de mi barrio hay una morenita. Que cuando baila la bomba los hombres chiza. Que cuando baila la bomba los hombres chiza.
En el centro de mi barrio hay una morenita. En el centro de mi barrio hay una morenita. Que cuando baila la bomba los hombres chiza. Que cuando baila la bomba, los hombres
chiza. Para que usted baile mi bomba, yo se lo digo. Para que usted baile mi bomba, yo se lo digo. En el centro de mi barrio hay una morenita. Que cuando baila la bomba, los hombres chiza. Con su falda que grande, ella da una vuelta con su falda que grande. Y si tú te quedas mirando, te lleva lejos. Y si tú te quedas mirando, te lleva lejos, ay Dios.
En el centro de mi barrio hay una morenita. En el centro de mi barrio hay una morenita. Que cuando baila la bomba, los hombres chizan. Que cuando baila la
del barrio la más codiciada, ella es la del barrio la más codiciada, para todos los bailes bombas hay que buscarla, y en el barrio se rumora que es una brava.
We'll be right back.
Night Rider Variations meets Bhangra in Eastern Europe. Slavic Soul Party are yet another of the gypsy bands who are part of New York's swinging big brass sound. Piranha has brought out Balkan Beats Sound Lab, an album of remixes from Mr. Balkan Beats himself, Bosnian-born Robert Soko, the Berlin-based DJ. And Soko is going to be manning the decks at the New Empowering Church in East London on the 20th. I think he starts late and goes on till really, really late. I don't know if any of you remember a compilation that came out a while ago from Frémont that covered great songs from the Caribbean with iconic artists such as Lord Kitchener and Mighty Sparrow. Well, they brought out another sparkler of witty, pithy storytelling, this time a double CD set dedicated to just Bermuda, that mysterious little British overseas territory that in the 50s was totally rocking to the sounds of Gombe and Calypso. If you want to know what the issues of the day were, or the social mores of the time, all you need to do is listen to these songs. This next one sounds like a man refusing to take up his role as a father figure. The Talbot Brothers, and Don't You Call Me Boo Boo.
Child, don't you call me boo boo, 'cause I'm not the daddy of you. You have the face of a monkey, eat long as like a donkey. Look in the mirror, what do you see? Child, don't you blame it on me, not guilty. Child, don't you blame it on me. Now I came home the other day, and for a moment everything was still. The children began to jump up and shout, and they called me the imbecile. I said, shut up your mouth before I take a stick, and it will surely be a crying shame. They laughed aloud and began to shout when they called me this dirty name. What did they say? Child, don't you call me boo-boo, 'cause I'm not the daddy of you. You have the face of a monkey, feet long as like a donkey. Look in the mirror, what do you see? Child, don't you blame it on me, not guilty. Child, don't you blame it on me, monstrosity. Child, don't you blame it on me. They ran out the room and down the hall, and the mother, she did interfere. I bashed them, and I was ready for her, but she did disappear. I said, come back and fight, and I will bash you too, for the things you let the children do. I slipped and fell, and I heard her yell, yes, you are the boo-boo too. Sing it, brother. Child, don't you call me boo-boo, 'cause I'm not the daddy of you. You have the face of a monkey, feet long is like a donkey. Look in the mirror, what do you see? Child, don't you blame it on me now. Guilty. Child, don't you blame it on me, monstrosity. Child, don't you blame it on me. I do declare, child, when you smile, you are related to the crocodile. It's funny as you giggle and laugh, you look like a great giraffe. I say the roses are red and the violets are blue, why don't you go and join the zoo? For the shoe is put on the other foot, yes, you are the boo-boo too. Sing it, brothers. Child, don't you call me boo-boo, 'cause I'm not the daddy of you. You have the face of a monkey, feet long as like a donkey. Look in the mirror, what do you see? Child, don't you blame it on me, monstrosity. Child, don't you blame it on me, monstrosity. Child, don't you blame it on me, my guilty. Child, don't you blame it on me, monstrosity. Child, don't you blame it on me, my guilty, sir. Child, don't you blame it on me.
Aguenta tanta tormenta, alegría. Navegar é preciso, viver não é preciso.
Gozar a minha vida, nem em gozá-la penso, só quero torná-la grande, ainda que para isso tenha de ser o meu corpo e a minha alma a lenha desse fogo. Só quero torná-la de toda a humanidade, ainda que para isso tenha de a perder como minha. Cada vez mais assim penso, cada vez mais ponho da essência anímica do meu sangue o propósito impessoal de engrandecer a pátria e contribuir para a evolução da humanidade. É a forma que em mim tomou o misticismo da nossa raça.
Straight from the core, with a loud silence, my heart it did proclaim right from the start. The sky, she's a menace, but the river, she rolls free, turning stone to sand and wind to wave. It says it has to be. The sky, she rolls on endless, but the river flows confined, bringing current to the world in a stillness to. Shift those tags.
chest, I stitch across her watery breast. Just as the sea swallows the stars, a memory fades to what was ours. The sky, she's a menace, but the river, she rolls free. Turning stone to sand and wind to wave, it says it has to be. The sky, she rolls on endless, but the river flows confined. Bringing current to the world and a stillness to the mind.
Modern day old folk music, Stone to Sand from Kaylin Morrison and Eli West, who you may have heard on World on Three with Marianne Kennedy a while back. Two young American banjo players from Seattle who most likely will return to the UK this winter for another tour of music duty. Our Lady of the Tall Trees is their second album, and much like their debut album, The Holy Coming of the Storm has been much praised, and rightfully so. Before Kaylin and Eli was Fado with a Difference, a song by Brazilian legend Caetano Veloso turned into an electro lament by Os Argonautas, an Italian-Brazilian-Portuguese project. Navegar é Preciso, to navigate is necessary, is the title track of their new album out on Digressione Music. Still to come, a bit more from Bermuda, this time the Fashion Police, a great voice of West Africa and gospel klezmer. But right now, it's time to hear from my guest tonight, Owale, and they're going to kick off with a song called Sedik.
Aye, aye, aye.
My guests on tonight's show are Wale, who are full-on Londoners and bringing us some of their very own style of soul and funk and Afrobeat and everything else. There's 15 of them in the band, and I've chosen two to talk to me. Thibaut Remy, who is the band leader, and Badia Bouhrissi, who's the lead vocalist. Welcome, both of you.
Hello.
Thank you. Welcome. Hi.
Thibaut, 15-piece band, that is one hell of an undertaking.
Yeah, it was quite a lot of organization, but obviously it's just a one-off for this special session, so I thought I'd make it special and have a massive horn section.
And, six of them in the horn section.
That's brilliant. Love it. Love the brass. Can't have enough brass.
Yeah, so there's nothing like a very tight brass section. I mean, that's kind of a real sort of hallmark of Afrobeat in many respects, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely is. And it's just something you cannot resist me personally. When I hear music with brass, whether it be Afrobeat or Latin music, or, you know, because it's got brass, it means it's going to need percussions as well. It's just going to need the whole band texture, and it's always, you know, just accelerating for me. It's just, I cannot resist it.
Badia, tell me, you're Tunisian, is that right? Do you still live in Tunisia, or are you a Londoner now?
No. I was a Londoner. That's when I met Thibaut, and then since the revolution, I just went back. So now I'm living there. Yeah. I come here only for a while at gigs, actually.
So when you came to London for the first time, it was for music, though, was it?
Yeah, I mean, my lover is British, so that's how it was at the beginning. But it was also to discover London music, because I was in Paris, and after 5 years, I just felt like I knew it. And the musical scene really, really different from London. It's much more dynamic here, and they're no complex. So it was really discovery, and enjoyed all the experiences, but mostly obviously the work with Thibaut, because it wasn't just let's give us a nice voice or something. It was challenging, and he's talented, so I just say seriously, he's talented. Rarely seen someone talented with harmony and rhythm as well. So generally you have like really nice music but not very challenging on the rhythmic side, and I think he's bringing something really new to the Afrobeat or this kind of music, the big bands music, rhythmically. It's coming, I think when we talk about it at the very beginning, we're talking about this Pygmies music, you know, the equator, you know, African music, which is more about different rhythms really overlapping, and sometimes it comes to actually to even polymetry, you feel like it's not, but it's still grooves, and that's what something really... Yeah, I really loved that. I'm Tunisian. I'm used to, you know, like whenever you hear just one rhythm, you get up and you start dancing. And so I'm really, really enjoying this experience. And I think it was the highlight of my musical experience here in London. So, yeah.
So, Thibaut, how does the composing element of this work? I mean, do you work kind of in isolation, or do you and Badia work quite closely together? How do you manage to bring these really complex ideas together?
It just started from playing bass in a Balkan band in London. So,
I wouldn't have thought. And you're from southern France, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I came across Afrobeat in south of France, so that's why, you know, I called the Berg in south of France in a brass band festival, and there was a brass band that was playing Afrobeat. They were all crazy about Afrobeat, and I just called the Berg then. And then when I came to London, as you were saying, it's so amazing for the range of musicians you have. So I started playing with this Croatian band, so playing old metrics and things like that, so playing bass. And once we were jamming, and I came up with the bass line from Afro 9, but that was a very long time ago, but it stayed in my head, and I just brewed this. And I eventually one day, so I just decided to somehow, like I was drinking a coffee, okay, I'm going to make an Afrobeat groove in 9 and stuff, and then it became Afro 9. And so Noda heard this, and it was like, oh, that's great and stuff, you need to do some more.
And Noda is one of the percussionists, actually not just with Loki Thera, you know, and Lord Timber, but also with Scar Cubano and guys, isn't it?
That's right.
He's a real kind of younger generation of this Cuban... a percussive element that happens in London. Well, in fact, Afro 9 is going to be one of the songs that you guys are going to play later. But is it true to say that this mix of sounds, this marrying of Afrobeat and all this kind of different music genres is quite a recent thing then for you, Thibaut?
You can fairly say that it's really a result of living in London for me, and the experiences that I've had there, and really being exposed to all sorts of different music that's quite unique to London, I'd say. And
yeah. Great. Well, we'll talk. I want to talk more about the London scene and stuff later on. But you're going to do another piece for us now called Mulatu, obviously influenced by the pioneer of Ethio jazz, Mulatu Astatke. Yep. Tell me a little bit about the track.
That's it. I just
that's it. That's it. Fair enough.
I just really love Ethiopian music, and that's like most people are discovered with Broken Flowers, soundtrack, and then I dug a bit more and listening to. I love this Ethiopian singer as well, Tilahun Gesese, amazing. Just these melodies and rhythms, just love it, and really funky. 70s, sounds. How can you once again resist that? So I was just trying to. But instead of trying to copy it again, because it's already been done so well, so just trying to explore rhythms again and find something that would fit the style and it's a bit of a homage.
And Badia, you've got quite an interesting vocal lines in this. Is it something that you then sit on top of it once the composition's done, or
quite I mean, I've probably just. The composition changed a little afterwards, in terms of structure, stuff like that. But mainly, they were already there, the full arrangement, and it was ideas coming, and we just said, you do what you want, and I tell you if it's not okay. So we just liked it, and we kept doing that. It's really, I really like putting in some really Arabic lyrics and Arabic tunes, and it, for me, it sounds good. It sounds inspiring. So
this is Mulatu. It is what it is.
Yeah.
A song there called Mulatu. More from Thibaut Badia and the rest of Oale later on in the programme. This is World on 3 and you're listening to me, Lopa Kotari. I've got a trio of Latino numbers for you now, or maybe I should say a cumbia sandwich with some salsa. There's another track from the Colombian Melting Pot compilation that I opened tonight's programme with, and some Nuevo Argentina. But first, here's a new release from Mexican Institute of Sound, MIS, Camilo Lara's electronic music project. The album's called Politico, and this is Mexico.
Son sicarios, muérdete en la lengua que hay 30 muertos en Veracruz. Es todo un placer y orgullo saber que el turno es tuyo, que quizás mañana ya no llegues vivo a tu casa. México, México. Estado fallido, campeón. Orgullosos patios traseros al sonoro rugir del cañón. Y se siembre con tus manos la hierba al sonoro rugir del cañón. Y se siembre con tus manos la hierba al sonoro rugir del cañón.
Thank you. Si yo me pongo atrás, si yo me pongo atrás, si yo me pongo atrás, si yo me pongo atrás.
Mexico from MIS, followed by Roberto de la Barrera y su piano from Analog Africa's compilation of Colombia in the 70s. And finally, Atrás from El Remolón, featuring Lido Pimienta, one of the groups emerging from the electro scene in Buenos Aires. El Remolón, the lazy one, is the alter ego of Andrés Steingart, and he's one of the artists signed to Zizik Records that emerged from the digital cumbia nights of the Zizik Club in Buenos Aires back in 2007. If you've just tuned into Radio 3, you're listening to World on 3. I'm Lopa Kotari. So far, it's been a bit of a Latino and Eastern Afrobeat night, the latter provided by my guests Awale, whose ranks have swelled to 15 for this session in the Medieval Studios, and they're going to be playing again for us in about 10 minutes' time. If you want to catch up on what you've missed, you can listen again on the iPlayer via the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/radio3/world on 3. Youssou N'Dour is undoubtedly one of the most iconic voices of modern Africa. His was one of the first world music gigs I went to. Well, Neshente have brought out a double CD box set called Youssou N'Dour From Senegal to the World. Two discs covering his pre-international years, so to speak, and his entry into the mainstream. How to choose a track from it? Well, simply start at the beginning and just work your way through. They're all great. So here's track one from CD one, Yalaye Dogol.
Wow, kon suma be kini nga bel me bel kote awali nga am jam suga pe yall kote no na war. I'm so good, baby. Thank you.
The spirit of your love is killing us. I ain't afraid. your money. I ain't afraid of your culture. I ain't afraid of your choices. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Sunday. I ain't afraid of your spirit. I ain't afraid of your teachers. Afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Sabbath. I ain't afraid of your borders. I ain't afraid of your dances. Afraid of what you do in the name of your God. Afraid of what you do in the name of your God.
I Ain't Afraid, a bit of gospel from the Klezmatics, one of their tracks on a Piranha compilation called Orient Noir, a journey from the North African Maghreb to Turkey, passing through the Middle East on its way. Back now to Awale, who've been taking us on an interesting musical carousel. This song is where it all started, Afro 9.
Thank you.
Afro 9 from my guests on the program tonight, Awale. Afrobeat with a 9 groove.
Actually, it's a little bit evolved for this session. So last week I've written a bit more extended arrangement for 6 horns because I thought it'd be nice to do something more interesting for this session. So we've got, it's a little bit more dense in places and...
One thing I haven't asked you yet is how you came up with the name Awale. I mean, what does Awale mean?
Well, Awale is a game. It's an African game. It's a strategy game. It's a bit like chess. You take pebbles and you go rounds and you put them in holes. And so you do different circles of different lengths, and it's a bit of strategy. It's a bit like the music as well. So it sort of circles in different ways and comes back together.
So you were saying earlier on, Thibaut, that, and actually you as well, Badia, was that really this kind of music for you guys could not have happened if you hadn't been in London. Do you think that it's something special that London has?
Yeah, for me, yes.
Yeah, I agree, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when I came to London first, it was you hear a lot of soul and actually the pop scene and, you know, the big success. But then you start discovering another scene that is also people living from music. You know, they're known also in certain within certain communities and they know each other. And it doesn't obey to the same rules of the market. It's about really, it's about something else, about really quest into something, concepts as well. And I really love that, the fact that you don't have to have the same voice as Amy Winehouse or even try to have it. Yeah. It's looking into something else. It's looking more to Oumou Sangaré than and to Oum Kulthoum. And for me, it already like took me back to actually to Africa.
I mean, you know, Thibaut, I call it a band, but it's not really. It is an orchestra, isn't it? I mean, you've got your big horn section, you've got the percussion, you've got the, and they're all tied into a very specific arrangement, although it seems to have a great deal of flexibility and improvisation within it.
Yeah, at the moment, it's more like, I've been orchestrating all these things and arrangements as well. So in that sense, you're right, it's more of an orchestra than a band. But, you know, hopefully maybe in the future that it'd be more collaborative.
Yeah. But was it difficult to find musicians that can, in a sense, play with so much else going on within the music?
No. To find the musicians, it was very easy because when I moved to London, I moved in a house of musicians. I wasn't really a musician myself, but it was them, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were just friends before being musicians. So then when I asked them, oh, I wrote this music, would you mind just record it, you know, at home on a laptop or something and see what it sounds like? And, you know, that's how it started. It's the same guys that recorded the album. So they're friends before being musicians. Yeah.
But it's hard to find replacement, you know, like,
I didn't realize.
But odd rhythms, and stuff like that.
And then later I realized that they're all really amazing musicians on their instruments. It's really a blessing, the musicians, really. It's them that make the music, you know. So Ben on drums, Ben on saxophone, Joe on trumpet, Will on bass, you know, Noda on congas, Joseph as well on timbales congas, and, you know, obviously, and Badia that, you know, we found later. That's, you know, cherry on the cake. I don't know what to say. but you know, it's really kind of, amazing. Yeah.
Badia, your lyrics, I mean, yes, you were singing some English in Sadiq. But you say that you feel a real kind of Arabic, Middle Eastern connection with the kind of music that's going on. How do you, are your lyrics from old poems and stuff, or is it things that you're writing yourself?
No, it's just stuff that I wrote myself. And I remember we had like a conversation about actually like even writing, and I was saying, we're talking about this naive kind of art. We loved simplicity. Both of us, we agreed on this, that it wasn't going to be on the lyrics or like challenging the society or like... Mm. It's not like Afrobeat, as people would know it, being Fela Kuti. Fela Kuti was a political leader, but he made that music. And for me, that's two different things. I didn't want to, and so Thibaut as well, to get into that same path, either political or looking too much for complicated.
Yeah.
So little images, trying to draw more visual, more color, like what this music as well inspires to, you know. Simple patterns that when they come together, they make a very complex image.
With this last piece that you guys are going to play, it's called Merhaba.
Yeah.
So tell me, what does Merhaba mean?
Merhaba means welcome. And so it says welcome to people of Sudan, because that's the first song, the native song says, and to people of France, people of Cuba, and the people of England and Tunisia, because that's where we were at the beginning, those four nationalities. So
it's a mainly. Welcome to the group and a welcome yeah. to everybody listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
guys, okay. Thank you so much for coming in, Thibaut, Badia, and
thank you.
Thank
the
you,
rest
Elsa.
Of the orchestra. It's been fantastic. Well, here's Merhaba. Welcome, and thank you all very much indeed.
Thanks.
Merci.
Merhaba.
Merhaba.
Ya law ya wala bikum.
Merhaba.
Merhaba bikum.
Merhaba.
Merhaba bina.
Merhaba.
وناس السودان.
Merhaba.
زوال العريان.
Merhaba.
Merhaba merhaba.
Merhaba.
Merhaba merhaba.
Merhaba.
Merhaba bikum.
Merhaba.
Merhaba bina.
Merhaba.
Merhaba bikum.
Merhaba.
Merhaba bina.
Merhaba.
وناس السودان.
مرحبا
زوال العريان.
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا.
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا.
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا.
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا.
مرحبا
Merhaba, a heartfelt welcome from Awale, a veritable orchestra from London's own melting pot of sounds. They were Badia Bukhrizi on lead vocals, backed up by Desta Haile and Miriam Solomon. Congas, timbales, drums were played by Randy Lester, Joseph Burke and Ben Reynolds, respectively. That beefy brass section, Ben Summers, Joe Auckland, John Martin, Aaron Liddard, Bob Dowell and Neil Waters. Will Collier was on bass, Ernesto Estruche on keys, piano and Rhodes, and Thibaut Remy, the bandleader himself, on guitar. Next week, I'm heading to the southern foothills of Indiana and the hollering, foot-stomping and bucket-banging of the Reverend Peyton and his big damn band. Here's a bit of what they have to offer, but I'm going to play another song from Bermuda first. This time is from Hubert Smith and his Coral Islanders, a man who had one of the sweetest voices on the island. Well, fashion is a part of Bermuda. It has to be. After all, it's got a piece of clothing named after it. The Bermuda shorts, of course. So perhaps it's only logical that the government had a view on dress. Fashion police, so to speak. Apparently, if your shorts were too short, you could be fined. This is Green Ticket.
Well, I have a story to tell you about a beautiful lady down in Hamilton City, wearing almost nothing at all. Now she met up in a collision with a Bermuda policeman. A little green ticket he gave her. Take this home, darling, and read it. Well, when she got home, to her surprise, there it was before her eyes. The top's too low, the bottom's too high, not enough clothes and too much time.
Green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket. If you see a green ticket, go the other way.
Well, sweet ladies, here is some advice. I'll admit this new law is not so nice, but if you don't want to lose your shirt, use your head, take a longer skirt.
Green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket. If you see a green ticket, go the other way.
Two old ladies on the corner one day saw a pretty gal and I heard them say, she's all dressed up for a lovely date, but she's nothing else but green ticket bait.
Green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket. If you see a green ticket, go the other way.
Well, about this topic, I have this to say. I sure wish those shorts were to stay. Girls, I'll admit it is very hard, but you'll just have to wear them in your own backyard.
Green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket. If you see a green ticket, go the other way.
If you see a green ticket, go the other way.
So hang, it won't grow back again. Please.
slightly sober offering from the Reverend Peyton, Breezy and Cuz, all three of whom are going to be in the studio next week. I can't wait. If you want a different yet acoustic take on Britfolk, you need look no further than Moulettes. They've been around for a while, but it's only in the last couple of years that they've managed to get into the studio and record. The Bear's Revenge is their second album, and like their debut album, it is one that is gathering quite a bit of praise. Here's Yuka's Dance.
Use what you've got from coincidence. So yeah. better when your back's against that wall. Sooner or later, you gotta be the one you are, or you just might find your own time and it's just too late. Heavy burden gets you down, pressure is all around. You sit around and hesitate. Say you're waiting for a lucky break. Life is for living. You gotta use your sense. Use what you've got from coincidence. Oh, even now, sooner or later, you're gonna have to stand that tall. Sooner or later, when your back's against that wall. Sooner or later.
Soulful Afro dubsters Soothsayers, and Sooner or Later from their latest release, Human Nature, featuring the voice of Julia Beale. Many fine songs on it, with classic harmonies from the core of Robin Hopcraft, Idris Rahman and Julia, a tasty trio of sound. Another tasty bit of vocals comes from this guy, Nogabe Randria Harimalela. He's from Madagascar, and some of you may remember seeing him on the BBC Radio 3 stage at WOMAD a few years ago when he brought some of the sweetness of the island to the Arboretum in Charlton Park. Well, Nogabe is currently working on an acoustic album, and he's sent me a few tracks. Some of them still need bits adding to them, like percussion and other instrumentation, but this song, well, it's lovely, just as it is.
Yeah, yeah, Mbawai Zawa. Yeah, yeah, Mbawai Zawa. Yeah, yeah, Mbawai Zawa. Tiafaka Makai Zawa. Yeah, yeah, Mbawai Zawa. Yeah, yeah, Mbawai Zawa. Yeah, yeah, Mbawai Zawa. Tiafaka Makai Zawa. Tiafaka Makai Zawa. Let's say Favo Tindri Lava Vya Wambu Tenamu Timba Feti Feti Kavo Fita Kini Tuntu Refa Miuva Ni Fitundana Petsa nyanan wo wo ba wo kamarube no mi tulunam miaram tulnam ye ye ba waizawa ye ye ba waizawa ye ye ba waizawa tia faka makaizawa. Thank you.
jama nan ko ngoto jama ba jama jama jasa jama boni fo te ko jama andi welde jama men turi nyam fo hatta dum wede leili 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 wo leili ka jama wana hara ka nyalama wonu jume Samse na nge jabule kaje changa isanga nyalde nyalad ay bonde ngari jalle buri mayru di chuka gu tawa Allah ko wele nyalan nyalane mamadu marami na kidelu gi bagum nyane mene sufi abdullahi muda fondo maralla kena ko bade jan ablay hamadi ura tunganami shewu na sana kam kam di ngal wara
Hodu player and long-time member of Baba Mal's group, Malik Panteso, has teamed up with Bao Sissoko, a kora player from another of Senegal's music lineages, to create Aduna. Out of Music Publique, it's an album of softness with melodies that seem current yet ancient. That was A Beautiful Day, a traditional Arabic Senegalese love song. Before that, the Korean Jeomungo Factory, a four-piece group of innovative traditionalists. They've brought this extraordinary instrument, the Jeomungo, a zither from the 4th century into the 21st. Moment of Silence was the track I played from their album, Metamorphosis. Well, that's it for tonight. Next week, as I said, my guests on the programme are going to be the Reverend Peyton and his Big Damn Band. The website has got info on all the music I play tonight, plus some nice pictures of Owale playing in the Maidavale studio. Thanks to the band for coming in, the World on 3 team here at Radio 3, and thank you for listening. I'm ending tonight's World on 3 with a bit of a tribute to one of Mexico's legendary voices, Chavela Vargas, who passed away in August at the age of 93. She led a really colourful life. To quote from one of her obituaries, she was a hard-drinking, pistol-packing, taboo-breaking singer who lived her own legend to the full. I'm going to play Paloma Negra, which was on the soundtrack to the film Frida, about Frida Kahlo, with whom Vargas was closely associated. It's a great example of her passion and voice that convey a life well lived. Till next week, good night.
Ya me canso de llorar y no amanece. Ya no sé si maldecirte o por ti rezar. Tengo miedo de buscarte y de encontrarte. ¿Dónde me aseguran mis amigos que te vas? Hay momentos en que quisiera mejor rajarme y arrancarme ya los clavos de mi penar. Pero mis ojos se mueren sin mirar tus ojos y mi cariño con la aurora te vuelve a esperar. Y agarraste por tu cuenta la parranda. Paloma negra, ¿dónde, dónde andarás? Ya no juegues con mi honra, parandera. Si tus caricias han de ser mías, de nadie más. Y aunque te amo con locura, ya no vuelvas. Paloma negra, eres la reja de un penar. Quiero ser libre, vivir mi vida con quien yo quiera. Dios, dame fuerza, que me estoy muriendo por irla a buscar. Y agarraste por tu cuenta las parrandas.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3. It's good to have your company for this morning's concert. There are symphonies by Mendelssohn and Brahms, numbers 4 and 2 respectively, performances from the 2008 Proms by the BBC Symphony Orchestra with their chief conductor Jerzy Bielaklawek, and they started with a Mendelssohn overture. Mendelssohn wrote his overture Wee Blas to go with a play by Victor Hugo. It met with approval from the critic Eduard Hanslick, who said it opened up a brilliant world of chivalry, while for Schumann it was simply a rollicking orchestral piece. Jerzy Bielaklawek and the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Mendelssohn's Overture We Blas, written for a staging of the play by Victor Hugo. The BBC Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Jerzy Bielak-Lawek. Italy at last, wrote Mendelssohn to his family in October 1830, when he first encountered the Italian way of life, the Venetian sunsets, Florentine architecture, the glories of Rome and the gaiety of Naples. And it wasn't long before Mendelssohn produced this fourth symphony.